From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Dollar General is changing how people in some rural areas get their groceries. The discount chain says it sells fresh produce at more stores than any other retailer in the country. The Gulf States newsroom Stephen Basaha drove across Alabama to see what this means for towns with few places to buy healthy food.
When you live in a small town with less than 200 people, like farmer Richard Petcher, you rely on Dollar General for a lot.
For me, I stopped in to get a gallon of milk for my bottle baby goats.
So you got milk for your goats from
baby,
here?
Bottle baby goat,
It's like cow milk that you got?
Yeah, I used the whole cow milk.
Fruitdale, Alabama is less a town and more a scattering of houses around a high school. One gas station, three churches, and certainly no grocery store.
It is 15 miles to other grocery stores, 25 to like a Walmart.
Which is why it was such a big deal when last year Dollar General added fresh produce to this store. So now, along with buying his baby goat's breakfast here, Petcher can pick up his own, too.
I had some organic greens with my omelet this morning, which wouldn't have been possible if I'd made a trip to Mobile 4 days ago. It wouldn't have been fresh.
Dollar General has more than 20,000 stores, many in remote parts of the country without any grocer. And now, more than a quarter of those have fresh produce.
Bananas, potatoes, sweet potatoes.
Crystal Luce is a spokesperson for Dollar General. She's standing in front of the Fruitdale store's 16 feet of onions, garlic,
lemons, limes, red grapes, green grapes, we've got tomatoes.
Now look, this is just a small corner of the store, and nowhere near the size of the produce section at a Walmart or Kroger. But there are still plenty of healthy options.
Apples, watermelon, you know, there's a lot of things here to be able to make a lot of very nutritious meals.
Avocados made the cut?
I am an avocado fan, so I'm very glad they did.
And this year marks a big milestone for the company. Dollar General says it now has more locations selling fresh groceries than any other retailer in the U.S.
I'm so excited that this is happening.
Karen Gardner is with the Center for Science and the Public Interest. She presented her research about dollar stores at a rural grocery store summit in Montgomery. She's long campaigned for Dollar General to offer healthier options. But while she is happy the brand's now doing this,
corporate action is easily reversed.
There's a reason she's worried about Dollar General going back on this. Fresh produce is not cheap. It needs more attention than canned goods, and a lot of it has to be thrown away when it spoils. Dollar General would not say if this has been profitable or if it's giving workers more hours to handle the veggies. So to make sure Dollar General stays committed to its green thumb, Gardner wants communities to pass legislation, like requiring dollar stores to sell produce.
So I think both, like, hooray, this is great, and we need policy solutions.
One group not cheering, rural grocery store owners. Some say dollar stores are tough competition for grocers already living on tight margins. Dan Cahoy runs Cahoy's General Store in South Dakota, and he got a taste of how much he was losing to that competition when a Dollar General near one of his stores temporarily shut down.
Our sales were up like 30% that month.
So the implication being 30% of your sales you would have are not there because of Dollar General's there.
Yep.
He thinks Dollar General adding produce could actually make food access worse in some areas.
Especially for other small towns that their grocery store might be struggling, could end up closing some stores down, I think.
The thing is, lots of small towns like Fruitdale in Alabama already don't have a grocery store to even worry about closing down. Residents have to drive about 20 minutes to Chatham to find a bigger grocer. And now that store is competing with a different Dollar General selling produce down the street. But Chatham Mayor Harold Crouch thinks that more options is not a bad thing.
Without competition, quality sometimes and price sometimes fall by the wayside. So this just helps both of them become better.
He says Dollar General's fresh offerings have led to some healthy snacking for his own kids, like cherries.
And their grandmother's going to let them sit in the car and they'll open it up and those three grandchildren will eat it before they get home.
I'm sure you'd rather do that with the cherries rather than a pack of Oreos.
Absolutely. And they're going to do that too.
Dollar General says it plans on adding fresh produce to about 1,500 more stores by next February. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi.